We're doing the Sefer Maasiyot, and we saw last night a story that he brought about how sometimes in life a person can be faced with perplexing questions that the world does not seem to be fair. He quoted the story about two pious people who learned together, and they were partners in everything they did, from the learning to the eating to the drinking. And they spend their life together. And when one of them passed away, no one came to his burial. No one came to eulogize him. And the reason was because on that same day, the son of the tax collector passed away. And that wicked person, everyone was scared of him. So everyone went to honor his son. His son, who was also wicked, got all the honor in the world in his funeral. Everyone was present. And this pious man, only his friend came to bury him, and his friend was so disturbed. he was disturbed to the point of death. And then he had a dream, and they told him, "Don't be upset at the way your Creator judged. Don't wonder over your Creator's traits, over the way He does things, because what Hashem does is with honesty and is straight. You have to know that your friend did a minuscule sin. He did something minor, but Hashem wanted to cleanse him for the world to come, so that he comes completely clean. So Hashem paid him off in this world when he passed away. And the son of the tax collector, he did one mitzvah in his life, and Hashem wanted to pay him off in this world. All the honor in the world, that honor was so that when he comes to the world to come, they'll be able to pay him back what he really deserves. So that when he comes there, he'll be completely naked of his mitzvot. And then they won't have to give him anything good, but send him to perdition forever." And the man in his dream, he says, "Tell me, what did my friend do wrong?" So, and what was the mitzvah that the tax collector's son did? So they told him, "Your friend never did anything major, but something small. One time he, what he did was, he put on his tefillin on his head before he put the tefillin on the arm. The Torah says that the tefillin on the head should be present only when the one on the arm is present. They should be a pair when you put the one on the head, and that's not right. That's what he did wrong. The son of the tax collector, he never did anything good in his life. One good thing he did, and he didn't even mean to do it. It just happened to come his way. And Hashem didn't want to withhold the wages he's owed. The day came when he made a big feast, and he invited all the governors, and the governors didn't feel like joining him for the meal. So here he has the whole meal ready, and no one wants to come partake of the meal. So he says, you know what? If the governors aren't joining me for my meal, I have all this food. So call the poor, let them eat the meal. So one time he happened to have food. He didn't want to just be thrown out. He gave it to the poor. So on that, Hashem wanted to pay him back all that honor that you saw. That was to pay him back for what he did. And when the person continued sleeping, so he saw in his dream, he saw his friend going through orchards and gardens, and he saw him walking through beautiful trees and perfume. And on the other side, he saw the tax collector's son. His face was convoluted. He was walking like one who's in dire thirst, who can't find water. And he realized that they were showing him that there is a calculation. And at the end of the day, Hashem does calculate. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu, the great luminary, said. Hatzur tamim paolo. God is the rock whose actions are complete. They are whole. And our sages explained on this pasuk and on this concept that about this, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "El emunah ve'en avil." God is trusted and there's nothing wrong in what He does. That just as Hashem doesn't withhold the wages of the righteous, even the smallest mitzvah, Hashem pays him back, so too Hashem pays the wicked for what they did. Only for the wicked, Hashem tries to pay them back in this world, so that when they come to the world to come, there'll be nothing left to pay them back. They'll come naked from all the whatever good or kindness they did in this world. And that's what the pasuk says, "El emunah ve'en avil." just like Hashem doesn't pay back the wicked for their sins in this world, He leaves them and says, I'll take care of them in the world to come. By the same token, He does pay back the tzaddikim for what they did wrong in this world, even the things they did in error. And even even if it were a slight mitzvah that he sinned on, Hashem wants to make sure a person comes clean and comes pure to the world to come, to merit the world to come. The world to come is a life that's eternal and much better, and it's for worlds and worlds to come. That's the whole concept of to come, that it's never ending. It's always getting better. So we're starting this book, and he's said that his goal is to help people contend with the hardships of life. So with this story, he gave us one angle that our sages gave us to understand the suffering that the righteous undergo in this world, and how come people seem to have it pretty good, even though they're wicked. So this is one understanding that our sages gave us. As we continue, we'll see there's more. This is one of a few.